Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me,
your love for me,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for
every blessing, give unto me,
for every valley,
you used to trade
to me. Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing, stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's enter in this morning with all faith, trusting God. Trusting God for all things, amen, for all things within his hand. For he is the creator of all, in all, and for all. Come on, church, let's praise him right now. You know, when blessings go, hallelujah, when praises go up, blessings come down. Come on, open up your mouth and shout, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God on today, oh God. We thank God on today. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, we rejoice on today. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with thee. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, hallelujah, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trust in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lion lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Will you seek God on today? Amen. Will you seek him? Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come this morning, oh God, give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for new verses and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you kept those in our family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your hedge protection around us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know if it had not been for you, oh God, honey, we wouldn't be here on today. But Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us and not ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask, oh God, right now that you move on us and in us right now, God. And anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we humble ourselves this morning, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would deliver us from all that's not of you right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare deliverance on this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will, hallelujah, that you will release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, for answering prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare deliverance on today. We come against every hindering spirit, hallelujah. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation. We come against every spirit of distraction, destruction, death, and premature death. We come against every spirit of lack, hallelujah, poverty and lack right now, and death in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression. We come against the spirit, hallelujah, the fighting spirit right now, manipulating spirit, hallelujah. We command you to cease your ways and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of destruction, addiction, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We come against every spirit of complaining and murmuring. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Every spirit of negative, religious spirit, Python spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that we are delivered and set free from every spirit outside the Holy Spirit right now. And we are free indeed. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask, oh God, where all the enemy has vacated on this morning, oh God, that you fill us, oh God, with thy spirit, thy Holy Spirit, to overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you, oh God, for all the good things in our life. For you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence right now. Hallelujah. For your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and we are whole. And in your presence, we have purpose because of your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are glad to be here on today. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy inheriting the blessings of overflowing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision. Hallelujah, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. And that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prosper. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out of all fear. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through all adversity in our lives. Amen. The peace that leads us through all the storms, hallelujah, that we go through in this life. Amen. But we thank you, Lord God, for this life. Amen. And your presence in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, huh? If we had 1,000 other people, we still couldn't thank you enough. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your mighty armor that you have provided for us. We put on us right now the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the word of truth, and then the sandals of peace, the shield of faith which took the quench every fiery dart that is in our way. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. We ask you, Lord God, right now, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our guard and our shield about us. Take us into the cliff of the rock underneath your mighty wings. According to Psalm 91, we put on your armor on us right now. We live and pray in complete dependence upon you. And we pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents upon our lives and those in our family and all that's on the line today. Hallelujah. In every household, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we bind all the Satan, evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, perverse, tormenting spirits and strongmen and messengers, our eyes blind right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that ears deaf to our prayers, our conversation, and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, unless we speak directly to them. We bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, in the presence of anyone we're around today, the presence of anyone that we pray for today, or in the presence of our homes, our cars, our trucks, our offices, our apartments, our buildings, our business. This is our ministries, our marriages, our finances. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our cars, our trucks, our workplaces, our businesses, our finances, our minds, our ministries, our spouses, our workplaces, our spouses' workplace, our children, their schools, and their workplaces, our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for it. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't do nothing without you, oh God. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us in the full measure of Christ Jesus. And we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, right now, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, hallelujah, in the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and everyone, we ask you to give us, each person that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, help us today. Father God, we need your help, oh Lord. So I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will help us, oh Lord, and everyone that's on this line and all that's in their household, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out the land, hallelujah, that we, your children, may be able to live in peace, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for the land of Jerusalem and Cleveland that you will bless the land, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, open up our eyes to see, oh God, all that you have for us to see, Lord. Open up our ears to hear from you, oh Lord. Anoint our mouth, oh God, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that our words be sealed, oh God, that we would know what to say in time, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to be quick to hear and slow to speak, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us that we not speak in error, oh God, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless your ministers, amen, oh Father God, that we would be ministers of fire of the Holy Ghost, Mari Kara no Shadahaya, oh Lord, help on today. Father God, we didn't come to be the same this morning. We come to be changed. So Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, change us, oh God, and make us more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of creating us a clean heart, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare 1 John 1 and 9 that we are cleansed from all unrighteousness and forgiven all our sins right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us, that protects us, that heals us, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare today that we are walking in our newness. Amen. We decree and declare that we are made, hallelujah, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your promises and yes and amen. Hallelujah. And we stand on your promises on today, oh God, that we know that nothing is impossible for you to do for your children, oh God. So we come asking on today, oh God, let it be done in the name of Jesus Christ according to thy will, oh God. Let every need be met, oh God, and everyone that's on the line today, oh God, Lord, for you know our needs, oh God. You know all things, oh God. But we come today asking that we may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we're trusting, oh God, for the miracle. We're trusting, oh God, for all that we need in the name of Jesus Christ. But you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare by faith that there's no lack of thy goodness of the Lord operating through and about our life. And that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you expand in us, oh God, your territories. Lord, we ask for hallelujah to receive beautiful ashes and the oil of joy for morning, the garment of praise and the spirit of heaven is right now. But we decree and declare that we are the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you right now, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and your tangible presence. Give us a force to release and flow in our inner man, the living water. Spring it up forth, a fullness of life. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice, oh God. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and to be obedient to do your will. Amen. Oh Lord, fill us with your gifts and anointings and blessings and all that you have for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We glorify your name, Father. Lord, help us on today. We want to be changed, oh God. As many of us, oh God, have come, oh God, that are needing to change right now, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you do a quick work in us. Do a quick work in our family, oh God. Father God, wherever the enemy has caused division, and confusion. Lord, we pray for divine unity. Let it come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where there's been chaos, oh God, let peace come and take place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where there's been hate, oh God, let love come and increase in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we just want to say thank you. So we know you to be a way maker, oh God. We know you're going to be a healer, a deliverer, oh God. So, Lord, we put it all in your hands. We give it all over to you. For your word says that you care, oh God. So we give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah. And we pick up the peace that you give. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. As we go forth in this service, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would touch the mouth, oh God, of your ministers, your apostle, your pastor, that you will have your way as we decrease, that you may have all the increase. For it's not about us, it's all about you, oh God. And we come to serve on today, amen. Lord, we come that we may be used by you, oh, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we pray, oh God, right now, oh God, those that have come today for a healing, let healing take place, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, Lord, on this line today, because we know that you are able to do all things. So, Lord, those that have come today for themselves or for a family member, oh God, needing a healing, Father God, let healing take place in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory over us right now, amen, over all that are needing a healing. We know, oh God, that you are able to do all things when man says no, oh God. When you says yes, oh God, you have the final say. So we're going to stand on your word, oh God, hallelujah. We're going to believe your report, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us all in our going and coming on today. Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, you bless us, oh God, hallelujah, and use us mighty as we go, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Those of us that are traveling on the road right now, and we'll be traveling this day. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Hallelujah. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every vehicle, form of transportation who may enter into today. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, building a place, over our homes. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God. And we decree and declare our faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Have your way, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life and those we pray for today, that we are blessed, amen, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. To God be the glory. Come on, church. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, amen. If you believe that, if you receive that prayer, may it be answered you according to your faith, amen, in Christ Jesus. Come on, come on, enter in right now. Will you just, hallelujah, will you just open up your mouth and shout glory this morning? Will you raise up your hand to the Lord and release it all over to him right now? Say, Lord, I give it all over to you right now. Will you decree and declare today, hallelujah, that you're going to follow Jesus and you're not going to turn back, amen? Will you make that decision? Will you have a made up mind on today, hallelujah, that I'm going to follow Jesus and I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to turn to my left or to my right. I'm going to keep my mind, I'm going to keep my eyes stayed on the Lord, amen, hallelujah, 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 come on, come on, come on, enter in and receive it right now, it's for you, hallelujah, you are the rightful owner to it, come on, receive it, the blessing of the Lord is for you, amen, that make it rich and add no sorrow, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is that you're needing on today, I want you to know that it's ready and available for you to receive it, all you got to do is believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree the time that we're not taking any counterfeits, no substitutes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be fooled, amen. We have the high spirit of discernment. We thank you, Lord God, that we know what good and evil is because you have revealed it to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Spirit, have your way. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 family. Welcome, church family. We thank God for everyone that's here in service on this morning. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise. I'm so excited to be here. It's a new month, August. I'm sorry. We are in August. I'm still in July. We thank God for the new month of August. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you all here this morning. So good to see everybody here in Sunday service. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. May God continue to bless everyone. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors. Pastor?
Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you on today. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. Amen. If you press 1, if you're online, we'd like to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 845-277-9213. We want to welcome you, and we want to pray for you and pray with you, for we know that there is power in agreement. So welcome.
Amen. Amen. Welcome every single one. Just like Apostle said, you know, this is your first time here, you know, do press 1. And if you are online, you know, call in, press 1 and let us know who you are and where you're from. And if you have prayer petitions, you know, this is that opportunity to bring it all over to Jesus in prayer. Amen. Amen. You know, this is such a glorious day, you know, such a wonderful day. I don't know what it looks like where you are right now, but I know the sun is shining bright. We have animals, you know, there's a rooster, you know, that wakes us up in the morning, you know, that just really just brings me joy, you know, to know that even the roosters know that we'd have made it through the night. Amen. So what I just want to say is just welcome, welcome, welcome. This is such a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be so glad in it, because our God, he is so good. And he is so worthy to be praised. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us in Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, Lake Charles and Lafayette, and all the surrounding areas. We welcome you as well. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here with us in New York City and its surrounding areas, welcome. Welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. We love y'all so much. We thank y'all for inviting us into your homes. We are so grateful. We're so grateful to be right here, you know, to have a word from God and to be right here on one accord with each and every one of you, you know, bringing this word, just like God had intended for it to happen today. Amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful day. And for our brother that's in Chicago, Illinois, Minister Learn Green, you know, we welcome you and your family. You know, welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here. To Sunday service this morning. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have, we're going to prepare ourselves for communion here after. So do get your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, water, wine. But we're going to do that after. We're going to have a song selection here by our very own brother Joe, my Uncle Joe. He's going to bless us here with song. Uncle Joe, are you here?
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. And I tell you, God is so good. You know, he's just so good. A beautiful day outside. And I just thank God, you know, and that he's still doing what he's supposed to be doing. We just got to do what we're supposed to do. Just keep my nephew and Tony and keep him in prayer, because he needs the prayer. And the one that's taking care of him, keep them in prayer, not only for my nephew, but all nephews and brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers all over the land. I'm going to sing a little song this morning, something that I love the words and meaning to. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I'll shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eyes. I know that my chores will soon be over. by and by. I believe I said it again. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I'll shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chore soon will be over. By and by, that day surely will come. By and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior's throne. Oh, by and by, I'm gonna sing a new song. It may be early in the morning when I get home. By and by, that day surely will come. By and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior's throne. Oh, by and by, I'm gonna sing a new song. It may be early in the morning when I get home. Thank you. God bless you. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Brother Joel. Amen. By and by, we thank God for you. May God continue to use you mighty. May the virtue that left your body be restored right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come into agreement as we lift up your nephew, Tony. We plead the blood of Jesus over him right now. We decree and declare healing to his body, strength to his bones, and peace to his mind. We pray that he will come, that God will call him nigh unto this day, that he may receive from my Heavenly Father, amen, all that God
Thank
has
you.
For him in this life.
God.
In the name of Jesus, God bless
thank
you. God
you,
keep
God.
You. We love
God.
You, and we thank
we
God
love
for
you.
Hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. Glory to God at this time. If you have your elements for communion, we're going to go ahead and have our communion at this time. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14, 20. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses, Lord. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. So we now take this bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. Your blood cleanses us and washes away all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I believe and I receive that in the name of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you believe and receive that, say amen, amen again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back with the preach word. So stay with us. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Mama, they push out.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Thank you.
keep to myself. Hallelujah from the cut. Come soon, fire sweet perfume. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bring it to Jesus. It's a message for all of us. Bring it to Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I'm so excited to present to you, to introduce to y'all, you know, my beautiful, beautiful wife, my God-given wife, who God has anointed for this time. God have called her, you know, to be a witness, you know, to call her to be his voice right here in this land. Amen. I want to introduce y'all, you know, my beautiful, devoted mother, devoted to her church, devoted to her family, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Wakes up every single morning before the sun even come up to go into prayer, you know, to pray, you know, with God, hallelujah, to get that word from God, to be able to bring it to these here, his precious sheep. I introduce y'all to no other than my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you for such a beautiful introduction. Amen. Glory,
amen.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm so excited for this day. We're in the new month of August. Amen. This being first Sunday, I'm just so excited about the word of God that God has given to go forth this day and this time, and I pray that all will receive on today in a mighty way. And I just thank God again for this opportunity. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Manning, let me know if you can hear me clearly on the line at all.
Yeah, you're coming in very clear.
Oh, okay, good, good, good. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity once again that you allowed us to assemble together here on this line. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning to tell you thank you, because we realize this morning that there is no way we would have made it without you. Amen. And it is time for your word to go forth. I pray that you will till the ground of our hearts, that we would, that your word will be deeply planted and take root in us, that our faith may grow dependent on you for all things, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, I come standing as your instrument. Play me in the key, oh God, and you so see fit that you get all the glory out of my life. I decrease right now in this flesh so that you may have all the increase in me. Anoint my mind, anoint my mouth, and anoint this message, amen?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, on the steady of the hollow of your hands. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
To
God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. The message today is God is faithful to forgive. Amen. God is faithful to forgive. I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
God is faithful to forgive. A lot of us, hallelujah, have not forgiven ourselves because we don't believe that God has forgiven us for such the type of sin that we have committed. But the Bible tells us that God is faithful to forgive. So God is wanting us to know, church, amen, we his children, we that believe, amen, hallelujah, in the finished work of the cross, amen, that Jesus has finished it all, that our sins are forgiven, that God is faithful to forgive, and understand that your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we look at, let's go to first, we're going to start out in 1 John 1, verses 8 through 9. There's 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through 9. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm coming out the New King James Version. In 1 John 1, 8 through 9, the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And understanding the scripture, when we look at verse 9 here first, I want us to look at verse 9 here. See, understanding the word of God teaches that we need self-knowledge of the most important kind, namely knowledge of our sin and misery. See, this does not mean that we attain this knowledge ourselves. In fact, only from the word of God do we learn that we are sinners. Apart from God's revelation, we will not know our true natural condition. I want us to understand, being conceived and born in sin and inclined to all manner of evil, nor our true natural status, guilt and condemnable in the sight of God. So throughout our whole life, we will have to deal with the reality of sin. So I want us to look again at verse 9 here. See, confession is supposed to free us to enjoy fellowship with Christ. It should ease our conscience and lighten our cares, but some Christians do not understand how it works. They feel so guilty that they confess the same sins over and over. Then they wonder if they might have forgotten something. See, other Christians believe that God forgives them when they confess, but if they died with unconfessed sins, they would be forever lost. See, these Christians do not understand that God wants to forgive us. Amen? He allows his beloved son to die just so he could offer us pardon. So when we come to Christ, he forgives all the sins that we have committed or will ever commit.
See, we don't need to confess the sins of the past all over again. And we don't need to fear that God will reject us if we don't, hallelujah, come on, if we don't keep
my Lord
perfectly cool. See, of course we should continue to confess our sins, but not because failure to do so will make us to lose our salvation. See, our relationship with Christ is secure. Instead, we should confess so that we can enjoy maximum fellowship and joy with him. See,
amen.
True confession also involves a commitment not to continue in sin. See, we wouldn't be genuinely confessing our sins to God if we plan to commit them again and just wanted temporary forgiveness. See, we should also pray for strength to defeat temptation that next time we face it. So that same thing that used to make us fall, we don't fall for that no more. Amen? So, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if God
Amen.
Has forgiven us for our sins because of Christ's death, why must we confess our sins? That's a question.
Mm-hmm.
See, in admitting our sins and receiving Christ's cleansing, we are, one, agreeing with God that our sin truly is sin and that we are willing to turn from it. Amen? And, two, ensuring that we don't conceal our sins from him and consequently from ourselves. And, three, recognizing that, hallelujah, our tendency to sin and relying on his power to overcome it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we look at verse 8 here, and I'm just backing up to verse 8 here in 1 John 1 and 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. See, sometimes we as believers worry whether our sins are really forgiven, or particularly a sin against which we must struggle time again, but do not seem to make much headway in overcoming it. It can make us wonder whether the Lord will really forgive us.
Uh-huh.
But there are those who say they have no sin. They don't look at the oh, that's not a sin. It's not something big. So I don't have to confess that. I don't have to ask for forgiveness for that. I can keep doing this because I'm not hurting nobody.
Mm-hmm.
See, I want you to understand here, John was attacking the second claim of the false teaching that people had no natural tendency towards sin, that they had no sin, and that they were incapable of sinning. See, this idea at best self-deception and at worst a bald-faced lie. See, the false teachers refused to take sin seriously. They wanted to be considered Christian, but they saw no need to confess and repent. So the death of Christ did not mean much to them because they didn't think they needed it. Instead of repenting and being purified by the blood of Jesus, they encouraged sinning. They encouraged the sinner among the believers. They continue to encourage the sin among believers. See, in this life, we are always capable of sinning. I want us to understand that we are all capable, whether you're an apostle, a pastor, minister, or whatever you are, we are all capable of sinning. So we should never let down our guard. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the saying, when you know better, you do better. Hallelujah. But I want us to understand. But the way we focus on the words of the scripture, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, John speaks about confessing our sins without going into details about what confession means. Amen? See, I want us to understand this, that you will understand that this is an honest confession made with integrity, which means that we have broken and contrite hearts and, hallelujah, and are heartily sorry for our sins and fight against them. Amen. God is not just interested in words, but in the attitude of the heart. John says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. I want you to notice carefully here that John does not just say that if we confess our sins, God will forgive us of our sins. John says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So there is a guarantee for the forgiveness of our sins, and it lies in God's faithfulness and justice. God is faithful to forgive, church. God is faithful. Faithful is his promise of forgiveness. I want you to, scripture records in many places the promise of forgiveness. That promise even lies at the heart of the covenant. And we know from scripture that God is faithful to his covenant promises. His words are spoken in truth and stand forever. God faithfully keeps his promise of forgiveness because he is the faithful one. Amen? God, he is the faithful one. That is also just. What's in the sense that he does what is right and what is good? Amen. This is closely connected with God's faithfulness because of God. God says he will do something. It is a matter of his justice that he will, then also he will do it. Amen. God sent his son into this world to pay the price for our sins. And since the price has been paid, God in his justice will not, hallelujah, will not exact the price from us. He will not extract the price from us. Amen. Christ bore the wrath of God against our sins so that we may be filled with God's blessing. Therefore, it is a matter of God's justice to grant us the blessing of forgiveness when we confess our sins. See, I want to understand, yes, it is his faithfulness and justice. God will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, the guarantee of our forgiveness lies in the very fact of who God is. He is the faithful and just one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, when we look at Psalm 103 and 12, forgiveness means that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. See, John uses a word for forgiveness which has, as if it was rooted, the root meaning of the notion of sending away. So when we confess our sins, God removes our sins from his sight so that he does not focus on them. They have been paid for by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
church,
God.
I want to say it again. God is faithful to forgive. Amen. We may not be quick to forgive, but God is faithful to forgive. Amen. Hallelujah. John 2 and 2, if we look at John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, it says, and he himself is the, hallelujah, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. See, God then applies to us the redeeming work of Christ. There is the reassuring aspect of finality in the word forgiveness. So to people who are feeling guilty and condemned, John offers a reassurance. They know they have sin, and Satan called the accuser. He is called the accuser in Revelation 12 and 10, and he's demanding the death penalty. So when you feel this way, don't give up hope. The best defense, hallelujah, attorney in the universe is pleading your case. Hallelujah, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the one that God sent. Amen. Jesus Christ, your advocate. Hallelujah. Your defender is the judge's son. Hallelujah. See, he has already suffered your penalty in your place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so you
Lord.
Can't be tied for a case that is no longer on the docket. Hallelujah. See, united with Christ, you are as safe as he is. Don't be afraid to ask Christ to plead your case. Amen. He has already won it for you. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid, Chase. Hallelujah. To ask Jesus Christ because he's standing up. He's our chief intercessor, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. So don't, hallelujah, don't be afraid to ask Jesus to plead your case because it's already won.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He can stand before God as our mediator because of his death penalty for our sin. Christ both satisfies God's requirement and removes our sin. In him we are forgiven and purified. I want to say it again, church. God is faithful to forgive. Sometimes it's difficult to forgive, hallelujah, those who have wronged us. Imagine how hard it would be to forgive everyone, no matter what they had done. This is what God has done in Jesus. No one, no matter what he or she has done is beyond forgiveness. All a person has to do is turn from his or her sin, receive Jesus Christ's forgiveness, and commit his or her life to him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God purifies us from all unrighteousness. When we confess our sin, he washes us so that we are clean. When we are forgiven, our robes are white because they have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We are then whiter than snow, not by nature, but by virtue of Jesus Christ's work. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
See, God looks at us as if we were, hallelujah. God looks at us as we are through faith in Christ Jesus. So when we confess our sin, we are forgiven and purified people. This is a matter of God's covenant faithfulness and justice. Mm-hmm. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is faithful to forgive. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7 that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. See, to speak of Jesus' blood was an important first-century way of speaking of Christ's death. His death points to the two wonderful truths of redemption and forgiveness. Redemption was the price paid to gain freedom, hallelujah, from slavery. Back in Leviticus 25:47-54, we see this. So understand that redemption was the price paid to gain freedom from a slave. So through his death, Jesus paid the price to release us from slavery to sin. Hallelujah. To release us from slavery to sin. So forgiveness was granted in Old Testament times on the basis of the shedding of an animal's blood. So now we are forgiven on the basis of the shedding of Jesus' blood. Amen. He died as the perfect and final sacrifice. Grace is God's voluntary and loving favor given to those he saves. See, we can't earn salvation,
amen,
nor do we deserve it. Amen. See, without grace, no person can be saved. So to receive it, we must acknowledge that we cannot save ourselves, that only God can save us, and that our, hallelujah, and that our only way to receive this love and favor is through the faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is faithful to forgive. Hebrews 10:17, hallelujah, says that. Then he adds, their sins and the lawless deeds I will remember no more. So the writer concludes his argument with this powerful statement that God will remember our sins no more. Christ forgives completely, so there is no need to confess our past sins repeatedly and repeatedly. Have you found yourself constantly getting on your knees? Have you found yourself constantly asking for forgiveness for something you did 20 years ago, 10 years ago? Are you constantly? I want you to know, church, God is faithful to forgive. So as believers, we can be confident that the sins we confess are renounced and are forgiven and forgotten. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
God is faithful to forgive. You have some people that say they forgive you, but they won't fool with you no more. They'll forgive you. They won't talk to you. They will forgive you, but they can't stand to see you. But they say they will forgive you, but they still remember. They still want to bring her up, conjure up that thing over and over and over. But I want you to know, church, that God is faithful to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus gives us a perfect example, church. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Jesus gives us the perfect example of forgiveness. While in agony on the cross, Jesus called out, exclaiming, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We see this in the book of Luke, chapter 23:34. Jesus asked God to forgive the people who were putting him to death. And God answered that prayer by opening up the way of salvation, even to Jesus' murderers. The gospel, the good news is that God is gracious. He will forgive us and give us new life through his son. Amen. Through the one that he sent. There's no other way.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Many want to go many ways, but there's only one way, and that's through Christ. For he is the way.
Amen.
The The Bible says in Matthew 6, chapter 14 through 15, that for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So Jesus gives us a startling warning about forgiveness. If we refuse to forgive others, God will also refuse to forgive us. Why? Because when we don't forgive others, we are denying our common ground as sinners in need of God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness of sin is not the direct result of our forgiving others, but it is based on our realizing what forgiveness means. So it is easy to ask God for forgiveness, but difficult to grant it to others. See, whenever we ask God to forgive us for sin, we should ask ourselves, have I forgiven the people who have wronged me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, God is faithful to forgive, church. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, amen, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. I'll say it again. For all. There's not no one here, I don't care, hallelujah, that have not sinned. I don't care what it look like or what it dress up like and what it talk like. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Some sins seem bigger than others because they're obvious. And their consequences are much more serious. But that does not mean that because we do lesser sins, we deserve eternal life. All sin makes us sinners, and all sin cuts us off from our holy God. All sin, therefore, leads to death because it disqualifies us from living with God, regardless how great or small it seems. Don't minimize little sin or overrate big sins. They all separate us from God, but they all can be forgiven. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. But they all can be forgiven because God is faithful to forgive. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. See, scarlet and crimson was the color of a deep red permanent dye, and its deep stain was virtually impossible to remove from clothing. The blood-stained hands of the murderers are probably in a view here. So the stain of sin seems equally permanent, but God can remove sin stain from our lives as he has promised to do for the Israelites. So we don't have to go through life permanently soiled. God's word assures us that if we are willing and obedient, Christ will forgive and remove our, hallelujah, our most indelible sins. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful.
Amen.
To forgive. My Lord, my God. I thank God on today. I thank God on today because if you receive this word on today and understand that God is able and that God is faithful to forgive, amen, and that you truly receive forgiveness, then you can live in peace. A lot of us are living in turmoil because we're still dealing with that thing, like I said, from 20 years ago, 15 years ago, or 40 years ago, or something we said or something we did, amen, because the enemy wants to destroy us, amen. He wants to continue to try to reason with that thing that God has already forgiven us for. He wants to use it to try to destroy us, to try to separate us from God, and a lot of people give up and say, I know God didn't forgive me because it is just too bad. I did it for too long. But I'm here to tell you today, church, that God is faithful to forgive. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. I want you to understand that he wants to stop you, hallelujah, from getting to what God has for you if he can continue to keep you in that place of believing that you are not forgiven, that you are not worthy of it. But the Bible tells us through Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. We are washed. We are clean and made righteous to God through the blood of Jesus. Amen. But you got to believe it for yourself that God is faithful to forgive and that your sins are already forgiven. But you got to believe that. Will you believe that on today? That when you laid down, hallelujah, when you got on your knees to pray up, when you stood up to pray that God, hallelujah, forgave you for those sins, do you believe that God, hallelujah, your sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus because God is faithful to forgive? But will you believe that in the Bible there was a man that was sick, amen, and Jesus, before he healed him, he said, your sins are forgiven. Given And they were looking at him like, how can he forgive sins? And he looked at them and said, would you rather for me to not say that, to not to just heal him and not forgive him of his sins?
Uh-huh.
Because Jesus knew that, the hallelujah, what he really needed was to be delivered from his sins. Amen? Yeah, he needed a healing, but what he needed first was to be delivered from the sins. And that Jesus, mm-hmm. hallelujah, had power to forgive sins on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is faithful to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to take that on today. If it's something that you're dealing with and you keep going to God with over and over and you're asking God the same question, Lord, have you forgiven me? Lord, I'm so sorry. Forgive me, Lord, for this. It's the same old thing. I want you to know that you already forgiven. Get up. Get up. Keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Keep praying, but know that that prayer has already been answered. Know that God has already forgiven you in the name of Jesus. It is done. Don't allow that thing to burden you anymore. You don't have to carry that burden anymore. Amen. Yeah, you did it. Yeah, you said it. It is done. You have confessed,
mm-hmm.
and God has forgiven you. Amen. Repent and go on. Enjoy the life that God has given us, because God is faithful to forgive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will there be one on today? The doors of the church is open. God is faithful to forgive. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, what a blessed word.
If you didn't get nothing else from that, you just know that God is faithful to forgive. If you didn't get all the scriptures, amen. If you didn't get any word I said, just forget that. God is faithful to forgive, and you are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. And anyone that you need to forgive, release that today. Amen. Hallelujah. Pass it
on. Amen. 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 What a blessed word that we have received this morning, knowing that God is faithful, just, faithful and just enough to forgive us. But it's up to us to receive that. And this is your opportunity right now to receive God's forgiveness, to receive Jesus Christ into your life. If this is, if you have never asked God to come into your life and to forgive you, I mean, truly ask him to come into your life and be your personal Lord and Savior. Well, this is that opportunity right now. So a lot of times we deal with things in our life, and it's an issue of us receiving God on the inside. Hallelujah. Because when you receive God on the inside, and now you are inclined, you know, for your thoughts to change, for your heart to change, knowing who God is living in you and what he has already done for you. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, we would like for you to press 1. Apostle Tony and I, we're going to help you to do the most dynamic thing that you can ever do in your living life. We're going to help you to do
yes,
that.
Lord.
There's a prayer. There's a prayer that's for you to pray. There's a prayer for you not only to pray it, but to believe it and receive it. And that's that prayer of salvation, asking Jesus Christ to come into your life and be your personal Lord and Savior. You acknowledging that you are a sinner, but he has died for every single one of your sins, all of your sins already. Amen. He has already paid the price. Will you press 1? We're going to help you to pray this prayer. Amen. Press 1. If you are online, if you're streaming live,
thank you, Lord.
Do call in 845-277-9213 and press 1. Amen.
Amen.
If you
hallelujah.
Are in need of a special prayer, there's something that you are in need of right now, and you need to bring it to God, well, this is that opportunity right now. Do you believe in prayer? The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
Do you believe in prayer? Will you bring it over to Jesus, or will you just be carrying it from day to day and however long you want to carry that thing and just live in that sorrow, live in that despair, live in that, you want to live in that, or you want to bring it to
Jesus?
So this is that opportunity to bring it to Jesus in prayer. And those things that we pray about, when we lay it down to his feet, we know that it's already
taken care of. That's why we pray. We come to God knowing that he is able, that he is able to do all things. Amen. Will you press one?
Amen.
If you have something to bring to God. Amen. If you are looking for a church home,
Jesus.
Apostle Talonique and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to minister this word, God's word, his word of mercy, amen, that was preached today. His word of grace, his word of truth, his gospel, this gospel that we're just going to do it in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We would love for you to be a part of us. Amen. Will you press one?
Mm-hmm.
Right there where you are, there is no time and no distance, you know, in spirit. So we're all right now on this line, on this platform. So we're touching and agreeing with one another. But we invite you to be a part of us. Amen. Will you press one?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single ear that had an ear to hear and every single heart that had a heart to receive this morning.
Yes.
We pray, Father God, that you have changed the minds of your people, Father, that you have changed the heart of your sons and changed the heart of your daughter, that they heard this word today and they heard you say today that my son, my daughter, every single thing is all right. I have already taken care of that.
Yes, Lord.
Bring it to me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I pray, Father God, that your blood, it covers every single body. That your blood cover every single body, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
And we will walk in confidence. Walk in your love, Father. Walk in your peace. Having a joy that surpasses every single thing that we could ever imagine or understand. I pray that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that all is well with us. All is well with us in Jesus' name. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the church do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Amen. If you have those prepared, amen. We'll send them over. You have Cash App to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, you'll send them over to 346-243-0980. And if you need other means to remit those over to us, you give us a call at 346-243-0980. Amen. God bless everyone here in service. I pray that you all receive the message and let it take root
Amen.
In you and manifest in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And that you will share the word of God with others. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Say that you give seed to the sower. We plant on today, oh God. We thank you that you blessed us to be a blessing to one another. Father God, you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give freely and we give freely and not from compulsion. For there's nothing that we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would use us, amen, and hallelujah, all that we have, oh God, as you will. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is so good. I am so blessed. I just thank God for all that God is doing, all that God has done and about to do, even with this ministry, the Gospel Public Ministries. I know that God is continuing to add to the church. So I thank everyone that's here in Sunday service today, and we're back at 2 p.m. So join us, Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning will be bringing the word of God at the 2 p.m. service. So join us back at 2 p.m. Our announcements for today, August 7th. I don't know. It's like July went so fast, and we're already August 7th. Amen. We thank God for today. Yeah. Amen. Now, our announcements for August 7th today here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Pastor Tawanika Manning, minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green, and we thank God for you all today. Our announcements are as following: Monday at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213, and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. we have our Bible study. So join us at Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And then on Sundays we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us at those times. And happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of August. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
May God continue to bless you and keep you. We pray that God will continue to favor you all the days of your life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to wish anyone that's celebrating an anniversary, a wedding anniversary, we know that God ordains marriage between man and woman. So if you are celebrating an anniversary this month of August, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. We pray that God will increase it in love and peace and patience and unity, and that God will continue to favor your marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for long life together, that you all will have a long life together in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This month of August, August the 13th, amen, we will have our play that we are presenting through Good Comedy, which is called What Goes On in the Pastor's Study Stays in the Pastor's Study, on next Saturday, August 13th at 7:45 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. Please join us for a time of laughter. It's a little bit of drama and with a message that will go forth. Amen. So God bless you. Again, if you want to get those tickets for that play, give us a call at 346-243-0980. Receive a discount for being a member. Amen. So that does conclude our announcements for today, August 7, 2022. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to release our pastor's blessing in the name of Jesus. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Apostle Tony Kamani, myself, I can't even talk, sorry. Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace.
Amen.
We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen, amen. I pray that every single one that was able to receive something from this word today, hallelujah, receive
hallelujah.
All that you came to receive from this word that was preached today. Amen.
Yes.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. We can never, no matter how hard we try. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. and Jesus Christ is Lord. If you do have more time today, do join us here for the 2 p.m. service. There will be a message that's going forth at 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we're on Central Standard Time, so it'll be 2 p.m. here, where we are here in Houston, Texas. God bless you, and may God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that on a great day. Better when I get